your house. In Mark chapter 1, verses 29 through 34, we read of a day in the life of Jesus. After preaching in the synagogue, Jesus goes to Peter's house and heals Peter's mother-in-law. Others in Capernaum hear of the healing, and they go to Peter's house too. In verse 33, "And the whole city was gathered together at the door." We see a fundamental shift from the Old Testament, where people built a place for God to dwell in. Solomon built the temple, and Moses was given the specifications for the tabernacle. In Matthew's Gospel in the New Testament, Peter reacts in an Old Testament way during the transfiguration of Christ, asking Jesus if they should make three tents for Jesus, Elijah, and Moses. But it isn't necessary. Things have changed. Instead of building a house for God to dwell in, God sent Jesus to dwell with us where we live, in our house. Yesterday, Reverend Sproul asked us, "What would it be like if Jesus really lived with us in our house all the time?" It is our house where we want to feel the safest, where we can let our guard down and be honest. But often our house is a place of profound wounds and anger. Sometimes we show more compassion and respect for the strangers we encounter throughout the day than for the people in our own house. Reverend Sproul offers us three ways to make Jesus a reality in our households, not just on Sunday when we come to church. First, be present and participate. Don't be strangers in your own home. Second, constantly look for ways to celebrate and give thanksgiving. Look for ways to say, "I appreciate you," or "I give thanks for our family." And third, ensure that your house is a place of confession, compassion, and forgiveness. What would it be like to not just visit God on Sundays when we go to church, but instead to allow Jesus to live in our house, inviting Him to join in our relationships as a family member? Trust that whatever we deal with in our households, only God and Jesus Christ can heal. Blessings. Agatha. This post was based on a sermon by Reverend Lee Sproul at The Table on February 5, 2012, St. George's Episcopal Church in Nashville, Tennessee.